I Can't Believe It's News.
You are fake news.
With Brad and John.
Well, South Carolina, we're going to a Bell with some people. Can we agree now that the Bell is probably the number one fast food restaurant that appears in the I Can't Believe It's News knucklehead stories? The Bell we go with some problems with some pizza in the kitchen. Yeah, I guess they do make pizzas on the menu at Taco Bell. I did not know that. Well, there is a seasoned Taco Bell customer who does know that and is a connoisseur of the Bell pizza. I thought it was a woman, but it turns out it's a guy. So this guy goes to his Bell and orders up a Mexican pizza and gets the pizza from the people at the Bell. They give it to him. And he takes a look at it and says,
this is not to my standards.
Where's the meat?
What?
Where's the meat on this? There isn't enough meat on this pizza. This whole thing is made improperly. I demand a refund. To which the Bell people said, well, our boss isn't here. We can't give you any refunds right now. They didn't know how to do the cash refund thing.
The reenactment of the cashier's voice cracking was
They said you can't have it. We can't refund your money because our supervisor isn't here.
We can't give you back your $1.89.
We don't know how to do that. So the guy said, "Well, that's not good enough for me. I will be making my way into your kitchen right now, and I'll show you how to make the Taco Bell pizza." So he barged his way into the Taco Bell kitchen and did just that.
I hope he put on a hairnet.
Move aside, kids. This is how you make the Taco Bell pizza. And so he did that. He made the Taco Bell pizza. Unfortunately, he was not wearing the protective gloves while making his food, so he was in complete violation of everything there.
Does that mean the drive-thru orders that he prepared, they get theirs free?
Yeah, I think they did, or at least a discount. So he made the pizzas and then went back out into the parking lot and left in his Dodge Challenger. They're still trying to catch this guy.
That's the third Bell story in less than a week. There was the six employees that jumped over the counter and beat up a customer in Philadelphia, and a guy walked into one in Marysville with a hatchet wound to the head.
Oh, good.
Yeah. And we go to the airport. A flight from Saudi Arabia to Malaysia had to turn around over the weekend because the woman boarding the plane got on and forgot her newborn baby in the boarding area. She left the kid in the boarding area. Not sure if in this story if she had other children with her that had her distracted or what, but she did not realize she had left her baby at the boarding area until the plane had already backed away from the gate. Some reports said the plane had actually taken off, but they believe it had just taxied down the runway. They say that planes don't usually turn around if you forgot something.
but this was for babies.
But this was a little different. So the pilot's like, what? Hold on. He's talking to the tower, and the tower's like, what? I mean, it's in another language and stuff. I can't understand. But they say when they translate the call, he's like, what did you say? And he goes, yeah, the lady forgot her baby at the tower. So they turn the plane around.
I think this is more self-preservation for the pilot. We don't want to have a woman on this plane who forgot her baby. We can't trust her. Yeah. We don't know what she might be up to on this plane.
And the other 96 people are going, let's just take off without the baby.
Yeah, they probably are.
Now, I'm thinking of forgetting things at the airport, John. On Saturday, I won't sell them out, but a close friend of the family, they were taking the kids to Disneyland, the whole deal, 5:30 flight out of SeaTac. They get up at some ungodly hour, get down to SeaTac at 4:30 in the morning. He realizes he didn't bring his wallet. They had to turn around, drive all the way back to Stanwood, cancel that flight, book another flight at 7:30 or 8 o'clock in the morning and turn around and go back down there. Got all the way to the gate, have his wallet.
Well, you don't have your ID. You're not going anywhere.
Yeah.
So he doesn't have a choice at that point.
Yeah. And then to Disneyland, no less.
Yeah, yeah.
With kids.
Kids are happy about that.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, where's your favorite place for some day drinking on a Sunday?
Oh, with that, we answered that.
Not the Bell. The couch. I think for most people, don't you think it's probably the couch or the bar, maybe the garage, I don't know. The deck when the weather's nice, the patio, you go out there and do that. Not for our girl, 21-year-old Alyssa Johnson of California. She likes to get that day drinking done in Target. She got arrested after drinking a 6-pack of beer in a Target dressing room on Sunday. Actually, I take this back. It was Saturday afternoon. 3:30 Saturday afternoon, she rolls into the Target and puts a bunch of items in her shopping cart and basket and then heads for the dressing room. One of the items in her basket is a 6-pack of beer. Now, I didn't know. You didn't know they made pizza at Taco Bell. I wasn't really sure about that myself. I didn't know that they have beer at Target.
I did know that. They sell beer now.
All right. Well, they do. Well, obviously they do.
She went into the changing area and changed her attitude a little bit.
So she went into the changing area, and for over an hour, she's in there, you know, knocking back beers.
I'm changing my blood alcohol content.
And she took down the entire 6-pack of beer and then left the store without paying for more than $200 worth of items that she had in there at the Target. This is really outrageous because this is Walmart behavior, not Target.
I can't believe it's news.
Behavior.
Yeah, but her eyes probably look like the Target logo.
Yeah,
the Target logo.